Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches in Paris for Lois and Diana Lane, a mysterious masked man and his henchmen make ominous plans for the two sisters.
You found the letter, Jacques?
Oui, monsieur, here it is.
Ah, bien. You've done well. Now I have no more to fear.
But what of Les Femmes, Mademoiselle Lois and Diana Lane? If they should go to the police...
They will have the opportunity to go to the police.
What shall we do, monsieur?
Come, Jacques. We must eliminate them at once.
Say, gang, did you know that we're all peculiar? Now, that may sound like a pretty strange thing to say, but if you think about it for a moment, you'll see my point. For instance, imagine looking around you and seeing everyone exactly the same. Same features, same clothes, same height. If you said something to one of them, he'd make the same reply that any of them would make. Each one of them would be doing the same thing. If that were so, my hunch says you'd be bored pretty quickly, because, after all, variety is the spice of life. There wouldn't be much point in talking to people if each one answered the same thing every time. If you knew what everyone thought and liked and could count on what their reply would be whenever you asked a question. For example, you may like baseball, your pal may prefer swimming. Now, that doesn't mean that one or the other of you was wrong, does it? But the funny thing is that a lot of people don't seem to realize others can be different. They think that for someone to be normal, he must like the same things they like. Why, in one school I know of, the boys on the football team would hardly even speak to those who got good marks but were not particularly interested in athletics. And the boys on the school newspaper ignored the ones on the wrestling team. As a result, the whole school was split up into a lot of little groups, each one disliking the others. Now, if these boys had realized that it takes all sorts of people to make up the world, and that not everyone is interested in exactly the same things, each one would have had many more friends and consequently more fun. Yes, everyone is different in some way. Thank heaven. It's up to you to recognize the advantages in those differences and learn to get along with all sorts of people.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
In Paris, both Lois Lane, girl reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, and her sister Diana, a dancer, were held prisoners by a mysterious masked man who forced Diana to tell him where she had hidden a certain letter which had come into her possession. Aware that the masked man planned to eliminate them as soon as he had the letter, Diana attempted a daring escape from the old house in which they were held in order to summon aid. Clinging to Lois's hand, Diana let herself out of a fifth-floor window and, swinging from side to side to gain momentum, flashed through the air to a rain spout attached to a building several feet away. But at that moment, the masked man and Jacques, his henchman, rushed into the room.
What goes on here?
Oh, nothing.
Where is Mademoiselle Diana?
Why?
Look, monsieur. The window, it is open.
Sacrebleu! The little fool leaped to her death.
No.
Yes, she was foolish.
I do not see her below in the courtyard. Where is she?
Beyond, monsieur. She climbed the rain spout.
Uh-oh.
Where?
She, up above. She's almost at the roof.
They see you, Diana. Hurry.
Give me a revolver, Jacques.
No, please don't. Hurry, Diana.
No, I will. Now, sucker. She's reached the roof. She's out of sight.
Oh, thank heaven.
Come, Jacques. After her. Up to the roof.
I did not see Mademoiselle Diana, monsieur.
Ah, mais non. Not to act. She must have proceeded to the roof of the next building. Come, Jacques.
Oui.
You brought my rifle?
Oui, monsieur.
I will finish her at once. Then we will take care of her sister, Lois. Wait. She's not on diesel either.
What can she be?
I do not know. She would not have leaped to the next roof. It is too far.
Ah, there she is, monsieur.
Where?
There below. See, she run along the rocks above the river.
Ah, oui, I see her.
She must have slid down the rinse part in the back of this old house.
Assist your chaplain and shoot.
Oui, monsieur. I will take careful aim and then...
No, you missed her. But I will not miss this time.
No, monsieur. If anyone hear our gun...
Bet. You spoiled my aim.
But, monsieur, I am...
There is nobody to hear us. These old houses have been condemned and empty for years.
Oh.
Fire, then... bitch, fire! She must not get away.
Kneeling on the roof of the ancient house, the masked man and cop pour rifle and revolver fire at Diana Lane, who runs, leaping from rock to rock above the river, stumbling, picking herself up and running onward as the deadly leaden pellets strike all about her. Meanwhile, pursuing Jacques' trail from the boarding house, Superman has dropped down from the sky to a street intersection where he questions a fruit vendor.
Did you see a thin, wiry man run past here a short while ago?
The man, monsieur?
Yes, he wore a black and white jacket and a blue handkerchief around his neck.
Oui, I saw him.
You did? Which way did he go?
He ran that way.
Thank you. Up, up, and away! Tell me, madam, did you see a man run by here a short while ago?
Ma'am, monsieur?
Yes, he wore a black and white jacket and a blue handkerchief around his neck. He was thin and wiry.
Oui, I saw him, monsieur.
Good, which way did he go?
He leaped on a bus.
On a bus?
Oui, the one that goes to the Rue du Bois, northward.
Thank you. Up, up, and away! There's the end of the bus line and the river. Still no sign of my man, though. But if he came this way, he can't be too far off. I'll scour this whole neighborhood. Away!
What kind of a marksman are you, Jacques? You keep missing her.
Mademoiselle Diana leaps from rock to rock like an antelope, monsieur. It is difficult to aim.
She will be out of range any moment.
Where is she?
Behind that high rock. She will emerge any moment, and I will have a clear shot at her. Believe me, I will not miss this time.
Ah, there she is, monsieur.
Ah, oui, I see her. Now, Mademoiselle Diana.
Ah, you hit her, monsieur.
Oui, I think so.
See, she fall into the river.
Bien. That is the end of her. Come now, Jacques.
What do we do now?
Our work here is almost completed. But we must act swiftly. Allons.
Still no sign of my man. Not many houses around here. I wonder if he crossed the river. Away! Wait. Down there in the river. It looks like... Yes, it's a girl floating in the water. Down to her. Down! Now, let's see. Great Scott, it's Diana. Diana Lane. And she's been shot.
Shocked, Superman holds the limp, unconscious body of Diana Lane in his arms. Is she alive? We'll be back in a moment for the tenth climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Are you superstitious, gang? Do you ever catch yourself saying things such as, hey, watch out, you walk under a ladder and gosh, what'll happen to you? Or, uh-oh, you broke a mirror and that's 7 years bad luck. Tell me, do you honestly believe such drivel? I hope not, because as you must know, that's just a lot of nonsense. Now, there's a superstition that if you make a circle of a horsehair and put a spider in the center, the spider can't possibly escape. Now, we know that's silly, yet lots of people believe it. Well, a long time ago, an organization was formed in England called the Royal Geographic Society, whose purpose was to find out scientific facts. And the learned members of the society spent some of their time exposing popular superstitions. Very carefully, they made a ring of the horsehair in the middle of the large table in their meeting room, and then they placed the spider in the center. Then all the scholarly men with their white beards peered curiously at the little spider through their spectacles, and they murmured their approval as the spider crossed the horsehair as if it never existed. Now, this event, gang, was very carefully and seriously recorded in their minutes because, though it may sound rather silly, it was actually very important. The reason for its importance was that up to that time, people rarely experimented. Instead, they believed statements just because men who seemed to know told them so. The habit of accepting without testing or experimenting can be very dangerous and can many times make you appear ridiculous. So be smart. When anyone tries to make you believe something that sounds questionable, demand proof.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Finding Diana Lane in the river and quickly determining that a bullet had only grazed her skull, stunning her, Superman carried the unconscious girl to the river bank where he applied artificial respiration. And now, a short time later, Diana opens her eyes.
Oh,
take it easy, Diana.
Who are you?
Superman.
Superman?
That's right.
Oh, thank heaven.
Now, tell me.
The masked man. Where is he?
Who?
The masked man. I got away from him, but he's got Lois.
Where, Diana? Where?
In a house. An old house.
Yes, but where is it?
It's that way. No, it's that way. Oh, I can't remember.
But you must. Which way did you come?
I don't know. I was running along the rocks, and he and Jacques were shooting at me. I became confused.
Well, you could only have come from the north or the south. What kind of a house was it?
An old red townhouse.
Yes?
There were several like it right next to each other, walled in on the river.
On the river?
They're deserted.
Wait a minute. I can see a row of old houses like that. Are you strong enough to come with me, Diana?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, poor Lois. You must find her.
Don't you worry.
You must.
Now, we're going to fly, so don't be afraid.
No, I won't. Just hurry for me. Hurry.
Okay. Here we go. Up, up, and away! There we are. Is this the house, Diana?
Yes. Now, if only we aren't too late to save Lois. Well, don't just stand there, Superman. Go inside.
It's no use, Diana. We're too late.
Too late?
Yes.
What do you mean?
The house is empty.
No, it can't be. I left Lois here.
Well, she's not here now. And neither is the masked man or anyone else.
Oh.
Heaven only knows now what happened to Lois and where she is.
Helplessly, their hearts heavy, Superman and Diana Lane stand before the ancient faded townhouse, which is empty now of Lois Lane and her mysterious captors. What has happened to the girl reporter? What will Superman do now to find his friend and solve the secret of the strange plot which almost resulted in Diana losing her life? Diana tells Superman an amazing story in tomorrow's thrilling episode, and even more amazing things occur. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 7 of The Mystery of the Letter on The Adventures of Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.